The next story is also by Samuel An-Nasigak, and he heard it from his mother, and his mother's name is Kungusik. And the name of the story is Iliapuk, which means the poor person. There was this poor person that was living by the river, offshore somewhere. And they had this old lady that lived with them, or stayed with them. And they had a boss. They always did at that time. They had a place where there was these bosses. And in this village, they had two bosses. And then that little old lady, this little old lady always went to these people's house and got things for her son from these rich people. She went over and borrowed some food from them. And then yet there was this rich person would give her some stuff, and then the other person, this other rich person would say, no, don't give him any. And then the other person said, go right ahead, have some. You know, there were different days when they each had a daughter. And they start living like that, those two rich people. Those two rich people being as boss, and these two poor people grew up like that. You know, this old lady led his little son to learn how to eat and everything, and they finally grew up. And they started going to that place, this feast ground where they used to go eat. And then this one rich person, every time they went to eat over there, hated him. He detested him. And then, you know, just poking him around and making fun of him again. And then this other rich people were nice to him. And then every time his grandmother went over to get something to eat from them, they always gave him something. You know, they never refused her. And then these people always went out hunting, and they finally, when that young man grew up, he finally found out how the people were, you know, when he played out. He finally found out which ones were stingy and which ones were nice. And then one day when he was playing out, this other rich woman's daughter would take him home, you know, that young kid. They would take him home, this young lady, the rich man's daughter. And then the other one wouldn't even have nothing to do with him, just snobby, a real snobby person. They were just both the opposite. The other rich people would be nice to him, and the other one would have nothing to do with him. And then that young kid started watching him hunt all different kinds of food when he grew up. And then he asked his grandmother, he said, how is it that they make, how do they make bow and arrows? That's what he asked his grandmother. And then she started showing him and telling him, but she never made him a bow and arrow. And he finally, you know, he wanted to go hunting like the rest of the people, but he couldn't. He had nothing to hunt with. And then finally, when he was over at the feasting ground again, he was listening to them talking, you know, telling stories and everything. And then telling them about their hunts and having a lot of fun. And then while they were telling tales again, when he went home, he started wondering. When he woke up the next morning, he got his bow and arrow. He left. He went out. And he got his, well, it wasn't really very big, that bow and arrow that he had made. But he left anyway. He went hunting. He went inland. And he reached a place where they always went hunting. He went to that place, but he didn't find anything. He didn't see anything. It didn't look like there was anything there. And he stayed there for a while, and he didn't know what to do. He said, I wonder how I'm going to hunt, how I'm supposed to hunt. And he started thinking that way. So he went out and started to take something off. He got some ground and he made a person, you know, make a clay person and make it look like a person anyway. And then he make it so that it looked like it was going to shoot like a bow and arrow. He worked it like that. And then he put snow around it, like a part where when they're standing and so forth, they had this windbreaker, and that's what he built out of snow for. Make it really look like a person. And when he finally finished it, he looked at it for a while. He just looked at it for a while. And he didn't know what to do with it, so he went home. He went home and went to sleep, and it was the next day. He went out hunting again, thinking about that person that he made, and went up there to check it. And then he starts singing a song. In those days, when a person sang, it means that they were magicians or shamans. He went to that place where he made that person, and then he fixed it, you know, like it was getting ready to shoot an arrow again. And he didn't know what to do with those ptarmigans he got. And he thought, well, I might as well take some of them. There were so many of them. He had to just take part of them home. He went home, and he reached the place where he lived, but he just couldn't get there. He couldn't reach it. He thought, maybe they're going to blame me. If I did reach there with all this food, they're going to blame me. Maybe they're just going to take it away from me. And he started thinking that way. And he thought for a while, and then he seen somebody down there eating, and then he sat down and decided to wait until dark. He waited until it got real dark, and then when it did, he went home. And his grandmother was there, or his mother, and his mother started being real happy, and she said, how is it that you get all those? And then he didn't say anything to her. He didn't tell her nothing. Didn't say anything. And then he said, then he finally, he told him that he got him with a bow and arrow, but he didn't say that person that he made, you know, that little voodoo doll that he made killed him, but he didn't say anything about that. Just told her that he killed them. And then finally it was in the evening, he worried and worried. That's all he thought about, was he worried. And then that his mother wouldn't believe him. So she took a hold of his hand and started letting him talk. you know, really let him talk about how he really got him. So he told him, he said, this is what I did. I let him do it by my mind. I killed it. So they start living like that. So it got to be where, when she told of, they grew up like that, and told of, they start getting some caribou and everything besides just ptarmigan, and killing them like that too. And they start going to those places where those men used to go hunt. And he became rich. He became real rich. And he was richer than that person that used to make fun of him. And that rich person didn't know what to do, try to tell him to marry his daughter, but he had nothing to do with them. You know, just because he got rich, he tried to force him. But that person that used to give him some stuff to eat, that used to give him stuff to eat when he went over there, anything he asked for, he gave him. And these people that, these country that had the same thing like that, or the same village, they had these places where they had these rich people, this next country, they grew up the same way too. And when they heard about it, about this poor person become rich, he went over there and wanted to see that poor person. So he went to see him. And he took a hold of his hand. He said, how is it that you became rich? You know, you were a poor person. How is it that you became rich, you know, really rich? And he thought for a while and kept bothering him all night, really bothered him all night. So he started telling him that story. He said, if you won't tell the story to anybody, I'll tell you. He said, I won't tell anybody. Just tell me how you became rich. So the next day, he took him out to that place. He starts singing that song, you know, showing him that song. He sang it to him and kept singing it to him until he learned it. It took him quite a few days to learn it. And he took him out again the next day. And then he did that over and over, over and over, and took him to that place where he sang that song and where he made that person. And then they both got real rich, really rich. They start getting together and they start getting everything. They became partners. And that young man that became rich never went out hunting anymore. Didn't have to worry about it anymore. He didn't even have to go anywhere. He got that other person from this other village to help him. And he didn't have to go anywhere. And they started living like that, and they became rich. So rich that he didn't have to do anything anymore. And he got to be where this other one that he let him get rich with, his partner, it got to be where he kind of didn't care anymore. So when he went out hunting one day, he starts singing as loud as he could, you know, just really singing as loud as he could. And then that song, you know, singing that song that he made, that magic song, I don't know what he was thinking about, and he started singing it as loud as he could. And then when he reached the place where this person that they made that voodoo doll, they seen something, but he seen a person there, and that person, he seen that person, but just when he reached him, he fainted, you know, just that guy hit him real hard and let him faint. And then this other guy that he's that one that taught him that songs and everything waited for him. And then it became real dark. Usually he came home in the daytime, but he never did go home. And he worried about him, you know, really worried about him. And he, because it got darker, you know, really dark, and he knew that he couldn't go out at night. He had to wait until it became dawn to look for that young guy that he had taught that song to. So it, and just before that day, that time reached when he usually went, he left. He took off. He never slept all night, you know, worrying so much about that guy. And then it became real light. You know, it started to get light. He took off. He didn't even sing that song that they usually sing before they took off. He just left. He was so worried about that guy. And then he reached that place where he made that voodoo doll. And he seen that man up there when he reached it. When he reached that man, his partner, he had frozen. He was already dead. And he really got mad. So he went to that voodoo doll and he was so mad that he just smashed it to pieces. And then he made another doll. And when he made another doll, he tried to make it come alive like he did with the other one and kept singing a song. Wouldn't move. He kept singing all kinds of songs and it still wouldn't move. Just nothing. Just dead. It couldn't become alive. So he left. And he didn't know how to hunt like any other person, you know, when he left. That's not how he ended like them. He went back and became poor again, and that's the end of the story.